Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, they say, but technically, beauty is in the brain of the beholder. British researchers have found a specific area in the brain that lights up when we experience something beautiful. For the study, scientists put volunteers in a brain scanner. The participants listened to music and viewed paintings, and then they were asked to rate what they heard or saw on a scale from very beautiful to very ugly. One of the researchers who conducted the study was Samir Zeki. He's a professor of neuroaesthetics at University College London. He says when people looked at paintings they found beautiful, a specific part of the brain was activated.
It's a region in the front of the brain called the medial orbital frontal cortex. Equally, when they listen to musical excerpts which they experience as beautiful, again, there's activity in the very same part of the medial orbital frontal cortex. So in a sense, there seems to be sort of an abstract quality to the beauty, if you see what I mean, in the sense that the same part of the brain is active when one experiences beauty, regardless of whether the source of the beauty is musical or visual.
And did your subjects kind of have a consensus about beauty? I mean, did certain music and artwork activate that same part of the brain for the same people?
Well, not full consensus, but on the whole, I can tell you, for example, that the Johann Sebastian Bach violin concerto was preferred by most of them, though not all of them. It's qualified as very beautiful. The Ligeti violin concerto was qualified as ugly, actually, by most, but not all. For the painting, the Grand Obelisk by Ingres was qualified as being beautiful by most of them, and the Ugly Duchess by Matisse was qualified as being ugly by all, actually. But the important point is that each person had their own experience of beauty, which was not necessarily identical to the other person.
Tell us more, then, about this medial orbital frontal cortex. What do we know about it? Is it fair to call it kind of a pleasure spot?
Yes, I would say it's pleasure, satisfaction, reward center of the brain. It's a part of the emotional brain, which seems to be active in conditions of reward and pleasure. I think heavy concentrations of a neurotransmitter called dopamine, which is often also described as the feel-good neurotransmitter. So there is a great dopaminergic activity in that part of the brain. There could, of course, be subdivisions of that area which deal with different kinds of reward, but certainly this area seems to be active when you experience something as beautiful, which incidentally a lot of people also describe as very pleasurable.
What clues did you have already that led you to examine this particular part of the brain as the possible beauty center, if we can call it that?
Well, we had done a study some years ago on beauty again, but only on visual beauty, which led to activity in this part of the brain. And what we want to do really is to ask the following question, which philosophers and humanists have been asking for millennia. What is common to all the things that we experience as beautiful? And there have been lots of debates about this and lots of arguments, but there's never been a satisfactory answer. And so we thought it was worthwhile asking the question in a neurobiological context. And we can say that what is common to all these pieces of music which people experience as beautiful and paintings which they experience as beautiful is that the experience has as a correlate activity in the medial orbital frontal cortex. Now, this, of course, does not say anything about the characteristics of the paintings or the musical excerpts which were qualified as beautiful. I mean, is it proportion? Is it harmony? Is it symmetry? Is it size? What is it? Nobody's come to a satisfactory conclusion. I mean, you can ask any philosopher or humanist what do different bits of music and different paintings and perhaps even moral beauty have in common, and they would be hard put to it to give an answer. But you see, we can tell you an answer which does not rely on the characteristics of the objects or the musical excerpts, but relies on the characteristics of the brain.
Samir Zeki is a professor of neuroaesthetics at University College London. His new study on where beauty resides in the brain appears in the journal PLOS ONE. We'll put a link to the study at our website. Dr. Zeki, thanks very much for your time indeed.
Thank you.